White Rocket Entertainment.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
10, 9, 8, 7, ignition sequence started. All engines are started. We have ignition, 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff. We have a liftoff, and it's lighting up the area. It's just like daylight here at Kennedy Space Center. The Saturn V is moving off the pad. It is now clear of the tower.
Hello, and welcome to the White Rocket Podcast, brought to you by White Rocket Entertainment in association with the Earth Station One Network. It's one long conversation with a variety of guests about the best of popular culture. I'm Van Allen Plexico, and this week I am joined again by John Ringer to cover part two of the James Bond themes, ranking them in order and listening to them and talking about them. So welcome back aboard, John.
Thanks, Van. Excited to be here. Enjoyed it the first time. And since then, I have been listening to all of the theme songs on a loop, so I am extra prepared this time. I have them ringing in my ears. So.
Excellent, excellent. And we hear better ones tonight. Now, we don't know at this moment if we are going to get to go through all the remainder, because we always have about 15 to 30 minutes of technical difficulties every single time we try to record because of my stupid computer. But hopefully we'll get to do at least a good chunk of them tonight. Maybe all of them. We'll see how it goes. So without further ado, let's get right back into it and not waste any time. Though I do want to remember to talk about the Avengers Assemble podcast before we are done. So we'll come up on that a little bit later on. Let's go right back into ranking the James Bond theme songs. On our last episode, which I believe was episode 101, we covered basically the bottom eight, more or less. We didn't get everybody's bottom eight, almost, and a little bit up into the top, into the bottom 12. So we got almost halfway through. So I'm just going to say, I'll let you go ahead and lead off again with your next one climbing up toward number one.
All right. I want to make sure I don't give you one that's a new one. Did I give you...
I have the master list here, so we're in good shape.
All right. Did I give you Diamonds Are Forever by Shirley Bassey?
You did. That was your number... Well, I don't know. It was my number 16, but we played it.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Mm-hmm. So I think the next one on my list is The World Is Not Enough by Garbage.
The World Is Not Enough. Okay. And so I'll mark that one down. That's one that I have not mentioned yet. So for those that are just joining in now, the way we're doing it is I've ranked them 1 through 24 for the Eon movies. That's what we only cover on this show. John has ranked them 1 through 24. When one of us mentions a song the first time, we talk about it a little bit, but we don't play it. But when the second person mentions it, it's going to be higher up, obviously, or the same, and then we play it. So that way we only have to play each song one time, because we don't play every song twice. It'd be crazy. So nobody had mentioned The World Is Not Enough until John mentioned it just now. Why do you have it where you have it? Because we're kind of in the middle of the list now.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's a middle of the pack song. It's kind of techno for a James Bond song. And it's good, but, it's fine, but it's not as good as the great stuff above it. So.
Okay. I will say this about it now, and then we'll talk about it a tiny bit more when I name it. I do like it a good bit, and I think it has, considering it's one of those 90s Pierce Brosnan, like you say, kind of high, techno, upscale dance, lots of electronics going on. I think it's one of the best, if not the best, of that whole batch.
That's fair.
So we'll talk more about it when we get to it. Okay, so the next one up for me, if I'm reading my list correctly, is... Nobody Does It Better from The Spy Who Loved Me. So let's go ahead and crank that one out.
I haven't said that one yet.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Will you have it ranked higher up than 13? That was my number 13.
I have not said that song yet.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll scratch it out. I must have marked it thinking I was marking something else. Okay, well, you see behind the curtain, ladies and gentlemen, our master list is not such a master list after all. Okay, so I'm saying Nobody Does It Better, The Spy Loved Me. See, I thought you mentioned it because I thought that we talked about how it reminded me more of the composer than it did James Bond. Remember we talked about how it was Marvin Hamlish?
I think we were talking about something else, and then I'm looking back at my list. I don't see it.
Yeah, I could have sworn that we talked about it, but that's fine.
I think we were talking about another song, and we brought it up because we would reference to another song. But.
Okay, very well. Okay, so that was my – well, that was what I was talking about, so I've already said my piece on this song, so I'll let you go ahead. And do your next song.
Okay. My next song is You Only Live Twice by Nancy Sinatra.
Woo! Let me just say one thing about that song. It's going to be a while before I play it. It's going to be.
Get it. I mean, I think a lot of people think it's great, but this is just this me.
Sure. That's what makes having two people do this great, is that we disagree sometimes.
Yeah.
What's amazing is that we had like the exact same bottom eight.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tiny bit of not the same order, but we had almost, if you folks go back and listen to 101, we had almost the exact same bottom eight independently of each other. It was amazing. So, okay, so You Only Live Twice. All right, well, then tell me a couple of things about why you have it ranked this low, and then I'll talk about why I have it ranked that high when we get to it.
I think it just kind of, it's not very intense. It's just kind of a wah wah happy song. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I know. It's not an action packed bang, slam bang song by any means. I totally agree with you there. Right. If what you want out of a James Bond theme is more like Chris Cornell, You Know My Name, or something like that, then yeah, you're not going to like You Only Live Twice at all. If that's the only, if that's more the direction you're going. I like both of them, by the way, but.
Right, I like both of them, but it's also like, it's in the good category. It's not at the bottom.
Right, right.
It's fine.
Okay. Let's see. Next up for me is, I guess, number 12. And my number 12 is Skyfall by Adele. And I have it ranked number 12 because it just barely missed the top 10. Okay, so I'm not, the point that John has been making all along, and I will echo here, folks, is that once we get kind of into the middle of the pack here, we're not saying these are bad at all. We're just saying there's some classics ahead of them that are so great, right, that they push these down a little bit. I think Skyfall is a great song. It's pretty. It's got a lot of power. She belts it out, no doubt about it. It's a good Bond song. It's just not in my top 10, but it just narrowly missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fair.
More about it when you get to it. What's your next one up?
From Russia with Love.
From Russia with Love. Interesting. Okay. You know what's interesting now is we're starting to get – I can't see your list, so I don't know your side of it. But you are starting to name songs that are well into my top 10 now.
Well, but we're heading into the top 10. We're right down the door there.
We are, right. We're knocking on the door, right. So
there's not that many left.
They're not. No, you're right. So your thoughts on From Russia with Love?
I mean, it's one of the, a classic kind of more symphonic James Bond song. And it's very – I don't even know what year that movie came out. But for that time period, it's fine. And it goes with the movie fine. But I think if you just listen to the song by itself now, it's kind of like,
Well, Matt Monro basically throwing his lungs out of his body trying to knock out those big notes in it.
And he does. He does knock some out.
Yeah. It also has the virtue of the earlier songs of only being 2.5 minutes long, which bless him.
Amen.
After episode 101... I think we've come down on the negative side of 5 minute long Bond theme songs. Lord, some of those 90s and 2000s theme songs are like 5 minutes long, and the ones from the 60s are about 2.5 minutes. That is perfect. You get in, you do your business, you know, and you get out. Done. That's snappy.
I hear you.
Yes.
I hear you.
All right. So that was from Russia with Love. All right. My number 11 is For Your Eyes Only by Sheena Easton.
I thought you just said that.
No, I said The Spy Who Loved Me. Nobody Does It Better. And then Skyfall.
Oh, okay. All right.
Are we good?
We're good.
We didn't have this confusion on the first episode.
No, I'm just losing it.
Okay.
We're fine.
All right. So, for Your Eyes Only by Sheena Easton, I have it number 11. I know that some people don't like it as much, but to me, I mean, it really epitomizes early 80s Bond. I mean, it was the first theme song from the Bond movies where you had the singer actually in the opening title credits. And so you had, you know, Sheena Easton with big 80s hair singing the song in the background while, you know, silhouette Roger Moore and naked girls are running around shooting stuff and all that in the foreground. Classic Maurice Binder, you know, 80s Bond opening sequence thing, title sequence. And then it also, I just think it's a great ballad. And I know that in some ways it doesn't have the big brassy Bond sense to it, but for the 80s and for that disco kind of coming out of the disco era there in 81, it's 81. Yeah, it's 81. It's another one of those songs that it just, when you get that female singer that can really sing and you play that power ballad with Roger Moore running around in silhouette, it just says James Bond to me. At least it says Roger Moore James Bond.
Man.
Yeah.
That's the next song on my list, Fired Up.
Ha ha! Here we go.
See you.
Okay, and that was Sheena Easton. I was wild, and see, that was a 3-minute long song. Bless her heart. That's it. That's how you get in and get out, get your business taken care of and get out. Brevity is the soul of wit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whilst she was singing, I did a little calculation, and I'm not sure how we've done this, but somehow you've picked 17 and I've picked 14.
I thought I was ahead of you, so you need to pick a couple to catch
up. I'll pick a couple up. All right. I'm not sure how. It may be that you started us and ended us last time, so you'd be one ahead, and then maybe you started here and you just now went, so you'd be two ahead. But I'm not quite sure how you're three ahead.
I don't know. To throw some. I think sometimes you said the song, and I was like, yeah, that's next to my list or something. And
yeah. Well, it's easy to track mine because I'm just going up the tree in order. Yours are kind of scattered out on my list. Your list would be the exact opposite, right? So
yeah.
I'll go ahead and do two. So we'll go ahead and get to bust out a couple of songs. That was my number 11 for Your Eyes Only, which must be somewhere around the top 10 for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my number 10, I'm going to go ahead and just bust this thing out now, and you guys can figure out what, because you've already said it. So here is my number, we're in the top 10 now. Here is my number 10 Bond song.
Spent a lifetime running, and I always get away. But with you, I'm feeling something that makes me want to stay. I'm prepared for this. I never shoot to miss, but I feel a storm is coming. If I'm gonna make it through the day, then there's no more use in running. This is something I gotta face. I wanna feel love run through my blood. Tell me, is this where I give it all up? For you, I have to risk it all. Cause the writing's on the wall. A million stars. Stars begin to gather and the light begins to fade. When all hope begins to shatter, know that I will be afraid. I wanna feel love run through my blood. Tell me, is this where I give it all up? For you, I have to risk it all. Cause the writing's on the wall. The writing's on the wall. from the floor. Tell me, is this worth giving a love? How do I live? How do I breathe? When you're not here, I'm suffocating. I wanna feel love, run through my blood. Tell me, is this worth giving a love? For you, I have to risk it all. Cause the
I'm not sure how you feel about that. I don't remember exactly what you said about it. You mentioned it a little further down the list. What's your thoughts on that song?
I mean, he belts it out. He's powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was only like 3 or 4 spots down from here for me, so it's a good song.
I think it's a Bond song, man.
Yeah. I mean, when I think James Bond, one of the things I was thinking about in preparation for the show today is when I think James Bond song, I think somebody, whether it's a man or woman singing, they got to have the voice to be able to just really belt it out and let it go.
Yeah.
You know, for a woman, kind of an opera diva voice almost, where they can really just let the notes go. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about some of the men's songs like that one or some of the other ones coming up. So to me, that it does have the power of a Bond song. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. There's two things about it that I think really make it, give it that Bond song edge. Two separate things. One is the strings, when it just swelling up that la, da, 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 that really does sound Bondish. And the other thing is, I like when he does the whole little bit and he pauses and goes, "For you." Terrible singer, but you know, "For you." However he does it. I mean, that just really gives it a nice hook that I like a lot. So, yeah, I think of the more recent Bond songs, that's the second best, second only to one of the other Daniel Craig ones that's coming up shortly. So, well, or not so shortly. So, okay. So you want me to go ahead and do another one? Then let me
do it.
This is another one we got to go ahead and play because you've already mentioned it. You just mentioned it a minute ago. And by the way, that was Sam Smith with the Writings on the Wall from Spectre, in case I didn't give it the introduction at the beginning. And now we roll right over into Bond 19 from Garbage. The World Is Not Enough.
And we know when to kill.
All right. I think that I've already said about it that what I like about it is of all the 90s songs and the Brosnan songs, I think it's the best. It's not a top five song, but I have it number nine. So, and you already mentioned it, right? You like it a lot.
I did.
Yeah. It's got a lot of, I like the strings and everything, and I really like the melody to it. It's got a cool tune. So, okay, let's roll right along. You have seven left to go. I have eight left to go. So I'm going to go ahead and name my number eight, and that'll get us back on track. And you haven't named it yet, so we won't play it yet. But my number eight is Thunderball. Thunderball by Tom
Jones.
Of course, yes.
Which is next on my list at number
eight. Well, and let's go ahead and play it, and then we'll talk about it.
He always runs while others walk. He asks. Talk. He looks at this world and wants it all. So he strikes like thunderbolt. He knows the meaning success. His needs are more, so he gives less. They call him the winner who takes all, and he strikes.
That, my friend, is a Bond song. Were you dancing around?
Tom Jones belts it out there. He lets it go. There's not a lot of different lyrics, he just fainted doing that last note.
He fainted doing that last note. He just kept it up till he fell over in the recording studio.
I believe it.
That song, man. Okay, couple of things. It doesn't rely on strings. It's got horns, baby. It's got brassy, ballsy horns going, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it just smacks you in the mouth.
It does. It comes right at you with that. It's nice.
And I guess it's about Bond, right? They had just done Goldfinger the year before, and the song was all about how Goldfinger is so evil and bad. So this is almost like they turned around and said, now let's do the same kind of song, but make it about how Bond is all tough and bad and everything, you know, a different kind of bad, you know. Don't you get the sense it's about Bond?
Yeah. He strikes like Thunderball. I mean, I don't think it's about the bad guy in this movie.
Right. Now, Largo kind of strikes like, you know, Perry Como. Well, no, that's Hugo Drax. That's Hugo Drax. It's Perry Como, but close to it. He's, you know. Yeah, I just think Thunderball, I mean, we're in the meat of the Bond, hardcore Bond songs there. It probably ought to be even higher up, but there's more stuff ahead. So, okay, so you just agreed with me on Thunderball. Man, that's the first one I really was just like spiraling around in my chair and shooting the guns with my fingers and everything. Da-da-da-da-da, like. my next one up, we got to play also, because you've already said it, and that is my number 7, which takes us all the way back to 1963-64. For Matt Monro.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye. To you, I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love. I've seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young pride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no, to Russia I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew you'd care. It's through, I fly to you from Russia with
another one where he passed out trying to hit that last note. Now, a couple of things jump out at me about this song. One, it's a little quieter. It's not as brassy and ballsy as Thunderball, but it's such a classic, you know? I mean, it's just such a James Bond song that I have it ranked that high. But here's a couple of things about it. One, just a technical note, it's, if you listen to it, it's Matt Monro is in both speakers. This is done back in the early 60s, and they were still doing a lot of experimental stuff with stereo sound. You know, that was a big kind of new thing. And so Matt Monro is firmly in both ears when you listen to that song. But, and you're not going to be able to tech this on the podcast version because we kind of blend everything together in all of our channels here for the podcast. We can't give you the high definition stereo sound that you might like. I'm sorry. But, Monroe's in both ears, but the musical accompaniment is mostly in the right ear. So what that means is the band is kind of off to one side and Monroe's singing is front and center. It really, it brings him to the front and pushes them off to like one ear. Every now and then you get some musical accompaniment in the left ear, but it's mostly just his voice, mostly in the left ear. So, okay. The other thing is what I just played, John, was not the opening credit song of the movie. Do you realize that?
thought it was.
That was the closing credits for the movie. The opening credit version is instrumental. It's got all the, like, they're projecting onto these women's stomachs and legs and stuff, like the projector, the video, you know, the whatever, pictures. And it's instrumental. But I played the one with his vocals because I just like his vocals. So to be, for the purists out there, go and find the instrumental version. Listen to that now. We'll wait. Okay, we're done. Now, let's see. So that was my number 7. What is your next one up? I'm sorry. Did you have any? You already mentioned this one. Did you have any other thoughts about it?
Just, it's very symphonic. I mean, compared to some of the other ones, it's more strings. And also, it's a little bit of like an Eastern European kind of sound to it to me.
Yeah.
Which kind of goes with the movie, so.
That's right. That's a good point, because you had the whole Istanbul, the Turk thing. Yeah. You're right. That's a very good point. I'm sorry, I almost overran you there. So, okay, so what's your next one up?
My next one up is Nobody Does It Better, Spy Who Loved Me.
There's that one. Okay, that was way back at number 13 for me, and I've talked about it a good bit, so let's just go ahead and knock it out. This is Carly Simon on a song from 1977's The Spy Who Loved Me. Nobody Does It Better.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad.
Okay, so I talked about that one a little bit previously. Is I hear Marvin Hamlisch as much as anything, and so it sounds to me more like a almost like a Newman and Redford movie in some ways. And it almost sounds country in a way. Not really. To a tiny degree, it almost sounds like a country song. What do you think?
I could hear that. But I also think that, she kind of belts it out. And it's a very 70s Bond sound to me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Late 70s kind of sound. And I just really identify that song with James Bond for some reason. I don't know.
Sure. No, absolutely. And the name Nobody Does It Better. Yeah. That's one of those songs, just like For Your Eyes Only, that when I hear it, I instantly imagine Roger Moore's silhouette in slow motion with naked silhouettes of women. You know, I just instantly see that when I hear that song. So, okay. Yeah, that's certainly I think it's a classic. It's not one of my favorites. I had it down at 13, but yeah, it's definitely a classic. It really does identify with Bond. Okay, so my next one up, let's see, you named that one, right? So yeah, it's my turn.
I did.
My next one up, now we're getting into the hardcore, the nitty-gritty big time. We did Thunderball, which was a hardcore one. Okay, so my next one up is Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney and Wings. From the 1973 Bond, the first Roger Moore. What do you think about that song? I'm assuming you must like it because you haven't mentioned it yet.
I haven't mentioned it yet, and I really enjoy it.
Okay. And it was the first real rocker, wasn't it, out of the whole... Sean Connery didn't really have any, bring in a rock star and do a rock song for the theme. So that was kind of a... you're bringing in Roger Moore for the first time, and you're bringing in a Paul McCartney. That's a big 1-2 punch for a whole new direction for the series.
It was very different.
Very different, yeah. And very memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll talk more about it when we get to you. So what's next for you?
How many songs do you have left? I want to make sure that we're in sync here.
Okay, let me see.
Because I think I only have 5 left.
Let's see. I have 5 left.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's amazing. Back in sync.
Next for me is Goldfinger by Shirley Bassey.
Whoa! Boom. It's just a matter of degrees now because we're in the top 7 or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I was almost thinking you might end up having that number 1.
I thought, again, we're in the top 5s. I thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one that people tend to kind of list as like, oh, that's the song, So let's see. That was John's. We're getting into like our top 5 now. So that was, I guess that was your number 5, right?
Was.
Goldfinger. Awesome. We'll play it when we get me naming it, which will not be obviously much further from now. My number 5 is one that you have not mentioned yet. So there's still songs that we can name, that I can name, that we don't play yet, because my number 5 is the instrumental theme to On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Ah.
So I'm really curious now to see where in your top 4 that one lurks. I was wondering, right, because it's an instrumental. It's the only instrumental, I guess, in the whole series as far as main title themes go, depending on how you count Dr. No and all that. Plus, that's a movie with 2 theme songs in a way. We're not going to do the other one. We'll save that for the other Songs of Bond episode we'll do later. But, it really is a popular song. Obviously, that's the most popular movie we did on our Facebook page, on the Secret Agents and Super Spies page. That was the number 1 movie. So I'm curious to see where you have it. Any thoughts on? Well, let's save it for when you mention it. Okay, you can talk about it when you mention it. So, we're in the top 4 now, John. We're going to finish this sucker up. What is your number 4?
My number 4 is Skyfall by Adele.
Whoop, Skyfall. All right. I already mentioned that one, right? I think that it's definitely a belter. Definitely one that. That fits in. It's just a little soft. I mean, I hate to say that having had Sam Smith so high, but let's play it and see what people think. Here is Adele.
Mm-hmm. is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment. So overdue I owe them. Swept away I'm stolen.
Okay, you know, one thing I like about that song is that it does create a sense of danger and menace.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of a combination of horns and strings. Does that seem like it to you?
Yeah, and the other thing is, I think, thinking back about it in relation to the movie, the kind of shadowed Daniel Craig, you know, coming out of the shadows with that song playing and kind of the haunted look on his face, I think it really, really goes well together.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. It's a classic. There's no doubt about it. I had it at 12. Like I said, it was just barely outside my top 10. But it's a good Bond song. Okay, I think we've got a total of 7 left to play, but they're early ones and they're short, so it'll rock and roll here. That was yours, and so My next one up, and we'll go ahead and play this one. You've already named it. And so I think this is rapidly on the rise. And if we do this again in like two or three, four, 5 years, this might be in the top two or three for me. And that is from Chris Cornell and Casino Royale. It is You Know My Name.
You won't like what it is. When the storm arrives, would you be seen with me by the merciless eyes I've deceived? I've seen angels fall from blinding eyes, but you yourself are nothing so divine. Just next to
I mean, you know, when it first came out, it wasn't a Bond song. But I think, honestly, it's such a great song that it has redefined Bond songs going into the, you know, through the Craig era.
What I thought of when that song was playing was like pure energy.
Yeah.
That's what that song is. It's like Bond, pure energy. And it's, you know, arm yourself because no one else here is going to save you. It's really good. And, you know, the The energy's great. No, and I clearly underranked that song. Listen to it again. That song kicks ass. So
really does. It's got that great where it pauses and with the drums, you know, and it just gallops. It gallops all the way through. Yeah, and he's got like that ooga thing in the background you hear every now and then on the. It's just got a lot of bells and whistles going on that make it really classic. I think it redefines Bond songs. It's too bad too because after that they've kind of gone to these slow ballads, and those are good. I mean, Skyfall and Writings on the Wall are great Bond ballads, slow ballads, but I'd love to have another rocker like this, you know? I think we're due.
I agree.
Okay, so we're down to just the bottom few now. Let's see. What have you got up next?
Next up for me is View to a Kill by Duran Duran.
I knew it was coming. To come at some point.
Were you worried it was number one on my list?
I didn't know. It was number one on the Billboard charts there back in 1985. The week of Live Aid, it was the number one song in America, and Duran Duran played it at Live Aid. I remember clearly.
It's not a great movie and not a great villain.
No.
As we talked about in our podcast, ranking the Bond films, but I really enjoyed the song. In relation to Bond in the movie. So
it was my number 17, and I'll give it this. It's not a bad Duran Duran song. Here is A View to a Kill.
A chance to find the
Well, that was another rocker that brought in another popular rock band, just like they did with McCartney and Wings. And certainly is a classic song. I mean, it's definitely identified with the later Roger Moore Bond era, huh?
It is, and it's got, again, like the one you just played, it's got a lot of energy to it, which I like.
So. Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, it's not my favorite, but I totally get the appeal. I really do. I get it. So, good deal. All right, we're in the closing stages now. We only got a few left to go. So, let's see. You said A View to a Kill right up that high. So, we're up to my number three. And my number three, and I'm going to go ahead and play it now, is Shirley Bassey's Goldfinger. Already played it, so we'll just drop that in right there. Okay, and I mean, that's my number three. That could have been number one if there weren't two songs that I like just marginally better. To me, that is in some ways the quintessential Bond song. That is almost as identifiable with Bond as the Bond theme song.
It really is. The drums, the way it sounds, the style, her voice, it is identified with Bond, and it sounds like a James Bond song.
I think it set down the because remember in the first movie you just had the James Bond theme song basically, mm-hmm. And the second movie was the From Russia with Love, which was good for that movie, but wasn't really iconically Bond the way this is. So with Goldfinger, you get the blueprint, the DNA for what a Bond song, what a lot of them strive for, which is that brassy horns and just brazen, you know, sexy, powerful, swaggering, macho, you know, even when it's a woman singing it, it still conveys that sort of, because what she's singing about, you know, and the way that she does it just brazenly, you know. So I mean, to me, it's almost like an extension of the Bond theme song.
Yep.
So Okay, we're up to like the last two now, I believe. So what is your number two?
It is On Her Majesty's Secret Service, the instrumental.
On Her Majesty. Let's see, 1969. Let's cue it up. The only instrumental, I think. If I say that, and I'll probably be wrong, but here it is. You know, there's several things about that song that really jump out to me. One of them is it uses horns in a way that is both driving forward breathlessly, but also with a sense of menace and danger.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of combines it in a really fast. That's got to be hard to do. It gives you both a sense of racing across, you know, the countryside, chasing the villain or being chased, but also that there's great danger and it's got a menace edge to it. And then also, I can't hear that song without imagining that great Maurice Binder opening with the clock spinning around and the British flag, the girls, you know, and the crown and everything. I mean, it just has such an iconic opening segment and scenes from the, you know, clips from the previous movies with Sean Connery. So it really is iconic, isn't it?
Yep.
What does it make you think of when you hear that?
I liked what you said about menacing. I get that. I mean, the sense of danger in the horns really comes out.
Yeah.
And also that, you know, kind of Bond rushing to complete his mission and get things done. So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, well, that one's all the way up to, that was your number two, wasn't it?
It was.
Okay, my number two, we'll get right on into it. We're almost to the end, folks. It's amazing. My number two is one that you had way further down, but I really think this one is second only to my, obviously, to my favorite, and that's Shirley Bassey's third. Yeah, it's her third and last one, but I love it, and that is Moonraker.
Thank you.
Things about that one now, let me say real quick. One is, after I was talking about how great the songs that rely on the horns are, my two favorite ones are very much string oriented. They're much softer, more ballady. But I love that one because obviously Moonraker is one of my guilty pleasure favorites. I love it more than most people do as a movie. And I think that this song really captures the feel of weightlessness and outer space and everything about that movie very well. And it's just good to have Shirley Bassey back doing one more, you know, before she was done. So what are your thoughts on that song?
No, I really enjoyed it. And I think it goes well with the movie. I think, you know, I didn't have it quite as high because to me it's a little bit slow compared to some of these other ones. I've had some more of the higher energy ones up here, but she does really a great job with it. I mean, she lets that song go and it's very powerful when she's doing it. So.
I really like it. So, and it's a good 1-2 punch with my number one song, which brings us to, as Casey Kasem would say, the number one song in America. So, well, now to our number ones, and we're going to each get to play our number one song. So, what is your? I think we all know now because we haven't heard it yet, and I'm looking right at it. But what is your number one James Bond song, John?
Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney and Wings.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you say, live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and let die.
used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in, say, live and let die.
And that song really is about five different songs in one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So why do you have it? Why do you have it ranked number one?
When we when I started making this list, that is the first thing I wrote down was I wrote down the numbers. I wrote down that song number one because there wasn't any doubt in my mind to me that that's my favorite and I think the best Bond theme song. I think number one, it's, you know, Live and Let Die is James Bond. That's how he lives or whatever. And also, I love that song because it's got some, you know, kind of 70s rock power to it, but then it's got kind of the slower parts, and then it speeds up with all the strings and stuff kicking in behind the band, and I just really enjoy it. I think it's great, and I think it goes great with that movie in particular, too, which is it's a very different kind of Bond movie. So
absolutely right. I think if there's any of these 24 I would most want to see performed live in concert, it would be that one.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I mean, I had it number six, but I'd rather hear it. I'd rather see it played live than one through five, honestly, on my list.
Sure.
It's just a, it's, and I love the Guns N' Roses version of it.
I do too.
They did a great job. So, you know, one other thing I like about it, I'll mention real quick, is that it kind of, I like that it has that motif that, I guess Barry or whoever went ahead that did the score incorporated into the soundtrack, into the score. Which is, I like when they do that. I like when they take elements from the song and use it in the score. And, you know, the classic Bond two-note thing is bum, bum, right? That was the Goldfinger thing. They use it all through Bond. But this goes bum, bum. It inverts. And by doing it, it sounds familiar yet different at the same time. Dum, dum, you know, kind of like that. Okay.
Yep.
Well, anyway, so that's your number one. That's really awesome. Nobody could argue with that. My number one song, we bring in Nancy Sinatra to do the same type of thing Shirley Bassey does, but I love everything about this one even more than the Bassey songs. It is the my number one song from my number one Bond movie, You Only Live Twice.
Straight. one dream come true. You only live twice. And love is a stranger who'll beckon you on. Don't think of the danger, for the stranger is gone. This dream is for you, so pay the price. Make one dream come true.
You only live twice. I know it's the exact opposite of like a Thunderball or whatever, but I just think, I mean, it's got so many elements to it. It, you know, it's Japan. It's got the strings in it, the ding 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 ding, that gives you the Japan feel. It's got the big Bond strings to it, kind of in the same way as a Skyfall. It combines several things in an interesting way that don't seem like they would fit together, and I just love that song more than any other Bond song. So, your thoughts on that song before we wrap up?
It is very powerful, and it does go well with the movie. You're right, and I enjoy it. Listening to it, I mean, you know, she just sings it very well. To me, you know, I don't love the little, I guess, the Japanese strings kind of electronica sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
As much as some of the other stuff, but it is very nice.
Yeah. Well, we got to it. We got all the way down to number one. So any closing thoughts? I'm so proud of us. We got through it in just two episodes. It took us about an hour and a half each episode. But as soon as I get episode 100 posted, those of you out there waiting to hear these two episodes, it'll be a little while because I'm still putting together the big episode 100 with clips from lots of different past guests and other folks. But we recorded this back in early mid-July. We're recording this one July 10th, so it'll be along soon, hopefully. Any last thoughts about the Bond songs before we wrap up?
No, this was really a fun idea, and it was a fun discussion. It was fun to see how we ranked them differently.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And good to hear them and then talk about them. It took us a lot longer. I could have just dropped these. It would have taken a long time and been very boring, but I could have dropped these in individually in post-production, but I thought it'd be much more interesting that we could sit here and listen to them together and have kind of observations live, you know?
I agree.
Yeah, and it worked out pretty well. Okay. We'll have to come up with another Bond thing. We were talking about doing the gadgets, right?
Yes.
All right, so coming up in a month or so, we'll try to squeeze in a chance to talk about the Bond gadgets and rank them. That should be a lot of fun. Okay, so the Rocket's going to get on out of here for another week. Don't forget to check out our new Avengers Assemble podcast. Just go to iTunes and search for Avengers Assemble or Avengers Assemble podcast. Or go to Avengers Assemble. In fact, you can just go to www.avengersassemble.net. I put a player for that show on the main page. So if you go to www.avengersassemble.net, the homepage for the last 21 years for Avengers fans that I founded way back in college, then you can listen to the show right there. I've got a big interview coming up in just a few hours with a famous, in fact, it'll already be up, so I'll go ahead and say it's David Michelinie, creator of Venom and writer of Spider-Man, Avengers, Iron Man. Oh, it's going to be a fun time tomorrow when I get to talk to David. So, John, thanks for doing this, and we'll get back together again soon for another cool topic, okay?
Excellent.
All right, the Rocket's going to get out of here for another week. We'll see you guys down the road.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at ESONetwork.com.
This has been a White Rocket Entertainment production.